You're listening to a Mining Journal podcast, your source for interviews, question and answer sessions, and much more.
Hello, this is Chris Redeem, and this is Public Record, where we take your questions and pose them to local officials and the experts. Today I'm joined by Marquette City Commissioner Fred Stonehouse, and we'll be talking about the Presque Isle Marina in Marquette. The marina, built in 1969, has a crumbling infrastructure and a silting problem that has stopped some boats from being able to use the harbor. The future of the marina is being discussed by the Marina Steering Ad Hoc Committee. And just recently, the Marquette City Commission told the Steering Committee it has a budget of $2.5 million to work with. Half of that cost will be paid by the Waterways Commission, and the other half will be paid by city taxpayers. Now, Fred, explain why the city can't simply close the marina.
Well, when the city accepted the state and federal money to build it back in the 1960s, it also accepted the legal obligation to run and maintain the marina. So we simply can't give it back to the state and walk away.
Now, not everyone in the city is a boater. Yet if the marina is rebuilt, everyone in the city will have to pay for half that project. At least taxpayers will have to pay. How do you justify the renovation to those folks?
Well, I think in a variety of ways. Marinas are certainly a very positive thing for any community. They generate money to the city directly in terms of slip rental and transient fees, as well as launch fees and fuel sales. And they also generate an indirect value to the city by increasing the property value around those marinas. And this is a fact, I think, that's been verified in any number of national studies. And I think we have to realize, too, that Marquette's support community and providing access for boaters, all kinds of boaters, power boaters and sail boaters and small guys and big guys and kayakers and jet skiers is very important, too. Presque Isle, for example, is very important for sport fishermen. It's also amazing the number of folks, residents and visitors alike, that just like to walk the docks to look at the boats, enjoy a nice summer's day, and speak to many of the folks that are down there. And, you know, for us in Marquette, we have a very unique relationship with the lake. I mean, it is, after all, the reason the city is here at all. And boat docking places and launchways provide the way that many people can access the lake. And certainly for Presque Isle Marina, it's one that's in a very natural setting. And Presque Isle, I think, and everybody that lives in Marquette occupies a very special place in our hearts, and that marina just folds in very nicely to that.
Well, I think it's fair to say that no one knows what the future Presque Isle Marina will look like. There are a lot of proposals out there, a lot of designs being discussed. Is it accurate to assume, though, that the facility will have fewer boat slips than it does currently?
Probably. Again, the steering committee is still pushing the numbers around and trying to come up with a renovation plan that will satisfy all the needs. When Presque Isle was built, it was a 110-slip marina, but it was also the only place in the entire city that you could build a marina. If you think back to the late 1960s in Marquette, our lower harbor was still very much of an industrial waterfront. The huge coal unloading facility was there. We had a concrete block plant located on the harbor. We even had an oil unloading facility there. So, and given the large number of boaters we had in the community, there simply wasn't any place to moor a boat. And that's when the city and the Waterways Commission got together and looked at opportunities to build marinas somewhere. And the only place that was available was up at Presque Isle, hence that's really where it has been built. My guess is if we go through a renovation of Presque Isle, we'll probably be somewhere around the 75 or 80 slip range. We've been steady there in occupancy now for the last 8 or 9 years. And the key is to right-size the marina so it's not too big. We're not building more than we need. We're only building absolutely what we need to have to meet user demand.
Now, I know that there have been studies that show that people prefer, boaters in the area kind of prefer to be downtown. Does that factor into it as well?
Certainly it does. There's been a very detailed inventory taken of boaters of what their desires are and their wants are in terms of where they want to be. And there is a strong population that really likes the remoteness of Presque Isle. They like being closer to the island. It's popular with a number of the transients that come through for the same reason. But the city right now has certainly two very distinctive marinas, the one at Presque Isle, very natural, the one downtown at the Cinder Pond, more urban, more in the city environment. And for many boaters, they prefer to be within the city.
Okay. Although it's a completely separate project, it's worth mentioning that the city is also considering a marina down at Founders Landing. If you had to put a number on the probability of a marina being constructed there, what would that be?
Well, it's my view that the city will never build a marina at Founders Landing, but we will build a harbor project. And the key, of course, to that is reusing the old piling fields as the basis for that project. The city has a bond out, I think it's $1 million on them, that was required by the DNR, DEQ, when we purchased that particular piece of property. And in effect, it means that we have to either use those pilings or remove them. So certainly far better to use them and get some value than to have to pay for them and have nothing when you're done. But if you can envision, and again, the facility being built around that piling field, those two separate piling fields, south and north, if you can envision one of them being a breakwater and being a public promenade, and the other being made into a fishing pier, complete with overwater environmental education area, with descriptive signs that are talking about the environment, the ecology of Lake Superior. And by the way, we've spoken with the folks up at the Lake Superior watershed, and they are just excited about this opportunity to have a little nature center where they can do training and do education right on the water. Even to the extent, perhaps, of putting plastic viewing ports through it, so you'll be able to watch the fish on the bottom of the lake and be able to talk with them, be able to explain them in a better fashion. But also picnic tables and benches, another promenade then running along the lake shore on the city's frontage. And, of course, we're assuming that the Landing Development Group that owns the property on the shore side of the piling fields would be developing that with a view towards having a restaurant or a tavern there, some place where people can sit down and either buy food or bring their own. And we can also incorporate special fish habitat structures into the piling fields as well as into the base of the breakwater. So now you're setting up, again, a little opportunity to work with nature in a very green fashion. A special kayak launch, being part of the development, as well as an area to launch the crew boats, the big rowing boats we see out in the harbor. Marquette is also, of course, part of the Hiawatha Water Trail, so the opportunity to have a place to get off your kayak if you're making a trip along the south shore of Lake Superior and spend the night in the city is certainly an excellent opportunity. But then in the center of all this, we do have a location, certainly, for boats to moor. Especially for transient boaters that are bypassing the city now because we simply don't have the facility for them. Cinder Pond Marina was built very small. The boats that are there are comparatively small as opposed to the ones that are actually cruising Lake Superior. So we can perhaps put as many as 80 slips into the center, again, especially for the larger transients that are bypassing the city now. But because that development would include a boat mooring area, then the state of Michigan, the Waterways Commission, would pay for half of the development cost. And then the city then would pay for the other half, except because the entire area there now is a brownfield redevelopment zone, that money for the city's portion of it would come from the tax base that is the developers are building. And because the city was able to have that entire zone accepted by the state, by the mega board, then the tax structure there doubles, so in effect the city is collecting twice the tax base that it normally would. So the ability to fund something like that harbor development, to do any additional work we need to do perhaps with Barraga Avenue or a public promenade, that funding is a source for it, and in fact can also be used for other brownfield redevelopment then within the city. So it's a marvelous opportunity to really maximize what we have. But it certainly as a third marina in the city, it would be very unique and very different. And I ask folks, as they kind of drive around, to look at Cinder Pond and realize that that was built about 16 years ago purely as a marina. And it's a nice marina, but it gives you the impression almost of being private by all of the fences. It's not very open or very welcoming. But the project at Founders Landing would be designed to be extremely welcoming, extremely encompassing for all the people in Marquette, be you a boater or somebody just enjoying the lake or wanting to come down and have a picnic lunch on a table, that it becomes this wonderful thing that's really being built or would be built for all of the people in the city as opposed to just a few people that may have boats.
Okay. Well, thanks for the information, Fred. You've been listening to Public Record. I'm Christopher Deem, and I've been talking to Marquette City Commissioner Fred Stonehouse. Thanks for listening.